Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Nancy Pelosi's on television, Lee, making a statement about the impeachment. She's trying to argue, at least so far, that Trump is acting like a dictator or a king, which is actually exactly what the Democrats have been doing. Yeah. As you often say, that, you know, they've just been resisting to the point where he hasn't actually gotten to have much of a presidency.
Well, if he's a dictator, he's being a very poor one, because all the stuff he wants to do, he's not getting to do.
Yeah, I know. And normally the dictator takes from the people and they starve. But we just keep getting richer and fatter.
You know, if Trump were a dictator, then there would be a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. If Trump were a dictator, there would not be an opportunity for people who are wanting to come to this country from terrorist nations to be able to get into this country. I mean, we could go on and on about all the things that Trump has been trying to do. If Trump was a dictator, then we would, you know, already have these tariffs on the Chinese goods and all these other countries that are not trading fairly with us. If Trump were a dictator, that's what it would look like. That's the evidence. That's the facts, Nancy.
Yeah, dictators take all the money. Instead, the bottom 25% saw the biggest wage gains. That's what
Trump's
what
not even taking any money.
Like. No, I know, but that's
he's donating his salary every month to a charity.
I know, and it enrages them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's jump in, see what she's saying real fast.
Aid and crucial Oval Office meeting in exchange for an announcement of an investigation into his political rival. Yesterday, the Judiciary Committee. At the Judiciary Committee, the American people heard testimony from leading American constitutional scholars who illuminated without a doubt that the president's actions are a profound violation of the public trust. The president's actions have seriously violated the Constitution, especially when he says and acts upon the belief, Article 2 says I can do whatever I want. No, his wrongdoing strikes at the very heart of our Constitution, a separation of powers, three co-equal branches, each a check and balance on the other. A republic, if we can keep, said Benjamin Franklin. Our democracy is what is at stake. The president leaves us no choice but to act, because he is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit. The president has engaged in abuse of power, undermining our national security and jeopardizing the integrity of our elections. His actions are in defiance of the vision of our founders and the oath of office that he takes to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Sadly, but with confidence and humility, with allegiance to our founders and a heart full of love for America, today I am asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment. I commend our committee chairs and our members for their somber approach to actions which I wish the president had not made necessary. In signing the Declaration of Independence, our founders invoked a firm reliance on divine providence. Democrats, too, are prayerful, and we will proceed in a manner worthy of our oath of office to support and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. So help us God. Thank you.
All right, so there we go, joining that in progress. I just had a bust out laughing. When she just, did you see that? She admitted we had a republic, and then in the next second contradicted herself, yeah, and said we live in a democracy, exactly. Which was, you know, pretty much everything she just said there was essentially a lie.
That is a big pile of steaming horse manure.
Yes.
That's pretty much what we just heard.
I mean, to tell the American people, yes, so everybody was in agreement yesterday. No, we saw that for ourselves on the television, Nancy. I don't know what you were watching yesterday. Yes. Everybody was not in agreement yesterday.
These esteemed constitutional attorneys taking pot shots at the president's children.
And Democrat donors over $20,000. Yeah. No, they were not in agreement, moron. How could she say, why would you say that? God, it's like watching the Stasi. I swear. Anyway, okay, so they're going to proceed with articles of impeachment. Trump's thrilled about that, by the way. Here's his tweet in the last hour. The do-nothing Democrats had a historically bad day yesterday in the House. They have no impeachment case and are demeaning our country, but nothing matters to them. They have gone crazy. Therefore, I say, if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so we can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify, and we'll reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp, and that's what I am doing. What do you think, Lee?
I'm with him on this. That's fine. You know, if that's what they were going to do, go for it, guys. You know, let's get it done. Because there's going to be a huge political price for them to pay. And it is embarrassing to see what went on yesterday. That this is what our Congress has stooped to. Is putting up these op-ed pieces of people to sit here and, demean the whole process with absolutely no evidence of what they're claiming. They are twisting and turning and fabricating everything they can to make it look like that there is something going on here that there is not.
Texter writes, when she mentions prayer and divine providence, I expect her to burst into flames.
Yeah.
Texter writes, this is what I was thinking about this last night. I was laying in bed totally unable to sleep because this thing got me so just spun out, the hearing yesterday. This nails it. This is what draining the swamp looks like. The swamp isn't going easy. Do you think the American people see this, that this is the swamp refusing to go down the drain? You ever had like a spider or something in your bathtub and you're trying to like wash it down the drain and man, it fights like a bug or something. It fights and fights and tries to crawl back up the wall. And so you got to just spray it harder. I mean, this is what the swamp is doing. Can people see? Of course, these people aren't going to go easy.
No.
That of course he's getting this reaction. He's trying to clean the place up. Texter writes, was it just me or did she sound raspy like she'd been crying?
Well, I don't know if it's crying. She did sound kind of raspy. I'm sitting here listening in headphones, so it's easy for me to listen to that. Well, easy for me to hear it. It's not easy for me to listen to, I can tell you that.
Ugh. Texter writes, the sad part is that too many people in my age range, I'll be 28 in February, are okay with impeachment with no crimes having been committed just because they think he's a blank hole.
Yeah.
They don't realize this is exactly what causes civil wars.
Right. I'm afraid we've lost the republic. That's all there is to it.
Hey, at least she called it a republic.
Yeah, once.
Once. And did you see the look on her face when she realized she admitted it was a republic and then contradicted herself in the next sentence and said it was a democracy?
She was pretty glassy-eyed the whole time.
She always does. Like, she's just, I don't know. Texter writes, if Trump is a dictator, then Nancy, Jerry, etc. would be missing or shot by now. Too bad he's really just our president, LOL. So says Greg Z.
Good point.
Texter writes, House Democrats are smothering in seething rage for this one simple reason. President Donald J. Trump works for us, not them.
Yeah.
What House Democrats are doing is hashtag unforgivable. You know, that's what this really is. There's a great meme that's been around for like a year now online, and it says they hate, you know, it's picture Trump says they hate me because I'm all that's standing between them and you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is so true.
Yes. Well, I mean, that was the attitude that Castlin or Carlin woman was saying about the whole thing about how liberals congregate around themselves and that conservatives don't want to be around them, other people like them. They just want to be away from everybody. I mean, that's the whole concept. That's the depth to which they have sunk in trying to identify and delineate the differences politically between the left and the right. That's their attitude.
You know, Ayn Rand said something, and what was fascinating to me about her as an author is that she actually lived in the former Soviet mm-hmm. Union. So her books are some of the best historical novels you can read to really find out what life was like inside. And if you ever read one thing, read We the Living, because she says it's as close to a biography she'll ever write. And it talks about her early years and why she escaped the Soviet Union and what the mentality was like there. And it is eerie to me every day seeing shades of that in our country. And one of the things that she wrote was she said one of the signs that you're losing control of your country is that the elites begin to use laws not to keep the peace and justice, but to protect themselves from you.
Yeah.
And we are absolutely seeing that. That's what lawfare is. She defines lawfare, you know, and didn't live long enough to see it in this country, which is so amazing. She knew it would always go this way because it always had before. Texter writes, this entire impeachment debacle is about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The Democrats know that she cannot last another 5 years, and they are terrified of Trump replacing her with a conservative.
Yes. Very good point, because that's when it is really going to hit the fan.
Yeah, and you saw what Kavanaugh. I mean, stuff's going to burn to the ground this time. Yeah. Bombs, whole nine yards. They're going to lose their minds if they think we're going to have another constitutional originalist on the court instead of somebody working daily to undermine the Constitution.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I don't know. Y'all want to talk about impeachment? Nancy Pelosi just went on national television and said they're going forward with it. She's asking them to go ahead and have the vote. She lied through her teeth. Said, you know, basically everybody was in agreement yesterday that there's the basis for impeachment was here. I guess not realizing the American people, I mean, that was televised uninterrupted yesterday, would have seen Jonathan Turley in the endless clips I just played, that no, there is not an agreement on whether there's grounds for impeachment. But like everything else, they'll just pretend that facts, well, you know, it's truth over facts. They'll pretend that facts that don't work for them simply don't exist. I don't know, you want to talk about impeachment, or are you done with it? I'm really wondering about this as a talk show host. I'm kind of worried about what the ratings are going to be like. Just people so burnt out by this. You got to talk about it. It's topic A. But it's just, it's really frustrating. I don't know, tell me. How much do you want to know? You want 50% if it's topic A that day? You want to mix? What do you want? 800-347-1063, text line 71307. I want to just jump on this quickly again and tie it to something else. The Stalinesque imposition of liberal views in every part of the public square. Did you see what just happened to Chris Pratt? We've been following Chris Pratt's saga. They will eventually destroy him. He's openly Christian in Hollywood, and they're the most intolerant people on earth. So the mix of those two are not good. They hate Christians for no good reason, probably because Christians put God first and not the party. But did you see what Chris Pratt just got busted for? There's a bigger point here. Chris Pratt did a workout and put the picture of the work, you know, put post-workout self on Instagram. He's looking pretty buff or whatever. That was the point. Well, he just happened casually to be holding a bottled water, like a single-use bottled water, the kind you buy in the grocery store and you throw them away. And last night, I'm on Twitter, and I didn't check why. I noticed Chris Pratt's trending. I'm like, oh, crap. Because last time they tried to destroy him for wearing a Betsy Ross-style flag, the week that they declared that was verboten, and that didn't work out too well for him. Well, this time, it's because he was drinking from a single-use plastic bottle, and his friend, Jason Momoa, jokingly, half-jokingly called him out for it with a, bro, I love you, but WTF on the water bottle, no single-use plastic, come on. Well, the internet, the social media just exploded. And people demanding an apology from Chris Pratt. He's holding a water bottle. For the love of God. And I explained this to you earlier. Their theory is that, well, this kills dolphins and turtles and stuff. It's bad. Well, yeah, if you leave it on the beach. But not if you put it in the landfill. There's no dolphins or turtles in the landfill. It'll be fine. And as I've explained, landfill, what that means is they fill it back over. And, you know, I did an article on this in Charlotte as a reporter, was thrilled to learn that what happens there is that the ground is, you know, fairly unstable. You wouldn't want to build on it. So guess what? They plant forest and they stay green for all time because you wouldn't want to build on it. And so for every acre of landfill, you end up with an acre of forest and wildlife habitat. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I haven't felt bad throwing a thing in the trash since. But this isn't about landfills. It's not about pollution. It's not about recycling. It's not about any of that. It's about a Stalinesque level of enforcement of the liberal religion of environmentalism. It's about forcing lockstep. They, believe me, do not give a rip about water bottles. It's about saying, if you are going to be in the public square in any way, shape, or form, you must conform to the smallest detail or we will destroy you. We do not tolerate diversity of thought, opinion, or water bottle. This is getting scary, folks. Really scary. Anyway, he had to apologize for a water bottle. Okay, so once you apologize, it's set now. You are a candidate for absolute destruction if you are seen, pictured anywhere holding a disposable water bottle, like the, you know, the single-use kind. You have violated liberal doctrine and are thus marked for destruction. That precedent has just been set. We're really going to live this way, aren't we? It's a much bigger thing. It is. You know what they used to do in the old Soviet Union? This is what they used to do. There's a great professor at Georgetown who studied the propaganda there. She's fascinating. And she said they would arbitrarily, they would pick a thing, say water bottle, and just declare it verboten. Or they would put out statements like that were completely nonsensical, randomly. A good one would be a boy could be a girl or a girl could be a boy. We know that's not possible, right? That's a good example. Something crazy, something out of the sky is orange, whatever. And you had to profess that if you were speaking about the sky in public. If you were still on the sky is blue, you could be rounded up for that. And it would be random, bizarre things like this. And they did that so people would be afraid to appear or speak in public because there might be a pronouncement they weren't aware of and they could violate a rule. And you couldn't, by logic, figure out what was verboten and what was not verboten to say using manners or any logical system. It was whatever the Communist Party said that day. And they literally would round people up and imprison them, try them even for doing that, for violating these sort of speech, these bizarre speech, because it was a way of control so that even those who agreed with the Communist Party would be afraid to speak out in any way. It was a form of speech control. That's what this is. That's what this water bottle thing is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So let's see if we can get into the facts. To all of the witnesses, if you have personal knowledge of a single material fact in the Schiff report, please raise your hand. And let the record reflect, no personal knowledge of a single fact. And you know what? That continues on the tradition that we saw from Adam Schiff, where Ambassador Taylor could not identify an impeachable offense. Mr. Kent never met with the president. Fiona Hill never heard the president reference anything regarding military aid. Mr. Hale was unaware of any nefarious activity with aid. Colonel Vindman even rejected the new Democrat talking point that bribery was invoked here. Ambassador Volker denied that there was a quid pro quo, and Mr. Morrison, since there was nothing wrong on the call. The only direct evidence came from Gordon Sondland, who spoke to the President of the United States, and the President said, I want nothing. No quid pro quo.
But it's truth over facts, so it's
yes,
whatever they say.
Because the truth has nothing to do with the facts, apparently, for the Democrats.
No, none whatsoever. So again, just to catch you up, Nancy Pelosi at 9 o'clock went on the did a press conference saying they're going forward with impeachment. She's encouraging them to go forward with the vote, which of course they will, which I'm very relieved about, actually, because I just don't want to go through more weeks of this.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
And I want to get to the Senate trial phase. And yeah. Let's go ahead and do this so we can get the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and, we'll haul Joe in. We'll haul Hunter in. By the way, did you see Joe says he's not going? He's not going to show up.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's okay. We don't need Joe. You know, we could get really far with his phone records.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, have you seen this? Congress members writing a letter to Lindsey Graham saying, hey, use your subpoena power to get these records. Right now, I don't like this tit for tat kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that's not what this is. And I'm going to tell you why. There's a very, very good reason Lindsey Graham needs to do this. And I think really this is going to be a test of Lindsey Graham. Here's what was written to Lindsey Graham. This is from, Congress of the United States official letterhead. Okay. I urge you to utilize your subpoena power. This is as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee to obtain the call records for the following individuals: Adam Schiff, the whistleblower's lawyer, Mark Zaid, former Vice President Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why are we going to do this? Just to be mean? No, I wouldn't support that. I don't want to play their game. No, but this is critical, and I'll tell you why. When you have the whistleblower, whose name, by the way, is Eric Tarmella, when you have a whistleblower who's got a very long history of flying around on, Air Force One or Two, I can't remember which it is, to Ukraine with Joe Biden, when Joe Biden has invited him as his own personal guest at a State Department dinner, when these guys have been palling around, when Eric Tarmella was the guy who had the Ukraine officials to the White House to do a meeting urging them not to investigate Burisma, right? When Adam Schiff has been caught dead to rights, according to MSNBC, the New York Times, and Washington Post, lying about whether his staff had contacts with the whistleblower. We need to know this. We need to know if the whistleblower's been in contact with Biden, because you know what that would mean? That would mean the Bidens are undermining this election.
Yep.
So we need those phone records. We need to know if Mark Zaid, the lawyer, was in contact with Biden. We need to know if Mark Zaid was in contact with Adam Schiff. We need to know if he was in contact with Schiff's staff members. And the best way to do that is to pull Mark Zaid's phone records. Let's go ahead and do it. I bet you'll find a connection. Bet you will.
Well, if we ever get them.
Yeah, if we ever get them. Now, that would be something, wouldn't it? If AT&T or whatever company is, I don't know if they'll go through AT&T or whatever, don't turn over the phone records.
Well, I don't.
But see, here's the thing. That would involve an actual investigation of the deep state. And I'm still not convinced Lindsey's up for that. So it's going to be very interesting to watch Lindsey handle this.
Well, so far.
He has managed to protect the deep state all year by not holding a single hearing. He didn't want to do this. And now he's getting dragged into it. So we'll see.
Well, we're also going to see, I don't think there's any doubt that the House will go ahead and vote, because every Democrat's going to vote for this. And they've got the majority, so they can go ahead and get this done. But even with the flimsy Republicans that we have in the Senate, I just don't see this happening and being a conviction.
Well, there was a brilliant legal scholar who made the argument, Lee, that you should never do an impeachment this way, that it would be a betrayal of the American people. Do you know who it was? Representative Jared Nadler. Back during
the Clinton
administration. Yeah. See, listen to this. Jared Nadler, who, by the way, held that hearing yesterday, and this has been all over the place, but today it really rings true. He's talking back during the Clinton era impeachment about how you should not do an impeachment. He could be describing today.
The effect of impeachment is to overturn the popular will of the voters. We must not overturn an election and remove a president from office except to defend our system of government or our constitutional liberties against a dire threat. And we must not do so without an overwhelming consensus of the American people. There must never be a narrowly voted impeachment or an impeachment supported by one of our major political parties and opposed by the other. Such an impeachment will produce the divisiveness and bitterness in our politics for years to come and will call into question the very legitimacy of our political institutions. The American people have heard the allegations against the president, and they overwhelmingly oppose impeaching him. They elected President Clinton. They still support him. We have no right to overturn the considered judgment of the American people.
And he just perfectly described the current situation.
Yep, to a T. Here's the rest of it.
Speaker, the case against the president has not been made. There is far from sufficient evidence to support the allegations, and the allegations, even if proven true, do not rise to the level of impeachable offenses. Mr. Speaker, this is clearly a partisan railroad job. The American people are watching, and they will not forget. You may have the votes, you may have the muscle, but you do not have the legitimacy of a national consensus or of a constitutional imperative. This partisan coup d'etat will go down in infamy in the history of this nation.
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, it's just eerie how he could be speaking about today.
Exactly.
I don't know, you may have heard that before, but just to replay it after, again, Nancy Pelosi at 9 o'clock went national and said they're going to go forward with the sham impeachment.
Democrats go nuclear on impeachment.
Yeah, exactly. This is, I mean, just historically a horrible, horrible, horrible precedent to set.
Mm-hmm.
They are willing to tear the country apart.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's...
For a bit of temporary gain of power.
I just hope that we have enough Republicans who are willing to... And this is not about defending Donald Trump.
No. This is bigger, way bigger.
Yeah, this has really little to do at this point with Donald Trump anymore. This is about the rule of law, about our Constitution, and about the whole concept of impeachment being used simply because you have political differences with a person in office, not because there have been crimes committed.
This is the final degradation of the executive office, really, honestly. I mean, this basically, somebody made this comment. I'm going to steal it, and I would attribute it, but I can't remember where I heard it. I've heard so much audio in the last 24 hours. But basically, somebody was talking about this and says, essentially, we will have eliminated the executive branch and the president will serve only at the pleasure of the Senate.
Yeah, that's fairly accurate. Yeah. If they go through with this. Yeah.
Yeah. And you could say only at the pleasure of Congress, really.
Yeah.
Since it initiates in the House. But that's exactly it. I mean, if you can impeach, this was what Turley begged them not to do yesterday. If you can impeach a president for this, there is almost nothing that you can't impeach a president for. You just disagree with him and out the door, he or she goes. And that's the end of that. It's just absolute chaos.
If you've got enough votes in the Senate.
If you've got enough votes in the Senate, yeah. I mean, so that's what they're going to do. I just hope, like I said, I hope, and I'm with Trump on this. He said, great, awesome. Impeach me. Can we get this done? Move along.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Interesting timing here. Not making any predictions. Inspector General's report comes out on Monday. Look a little silly to do this on Friday. Be technically the day or the weekday before the Inspector General's report comes out. So today would be the day to do it, wouldn't it? that way, whatever comes out in the Inspector General's report. We never forget that the Inspector General, in theory anyway, works for Bill Barr, our Attorney General. So you could always say it was, you know, it's just Trump's people lying. That's not the case. But yeah. Timing of this. What are the odds when there's 365 days in a year? That's what this is about. Now, if I'm Horowitz, I'm the Inspector General. I've been talking about this for days, and I've been warning you, do not expect much from him. He couldn't get to the bottom of this if he wanted to. He cannot compel witnesses to talk to them. It's completely voluntary. He's got very, very limited subpoena power. He can get some documents, but not most. And so, I mean, even if Horowitz was an honest actor, which I've never believed he is, he's not going to get far. He's just not going to. It's going to take, it's going to take Durham, Barr to get to the bottom of this. But still, Horowitz has a problem. This is the only reason to hope for at least a little bit of honesty in that report coming out on Monday. This is why the Democrats are afraid. So much of this stuff's been open source reported now that you can't pretend it didn't happen. In other words, the big obvious things that they did that were wrong cannot be ignored in the report. They're going to have to certify them and put them down. The Democrats don't like that. So this is purely about covering up their own crimes. This is purely about covering up the fact that the Democrat Party and the FBI and the DOJ under Barack Obama colluded to spy not just on one candidate, but on more than one, and to violate their Fourth Amendment rights to use the FBI and the full power of the deep state for campaign research. And we know it was more than one because in the FISA court's censure back in 2017, they said candidates, not candidate. There's so much more to this than we even know. Here, I want to leave you with a couple of things. It's going to be very frustrating to watch this go down on Monday. I want to give you a little bit of, to watch this impeachment go down. By the way, if you're just tuning in, I want to tell you what's going on here. Nancy Pelosi at 9 o'clock went before the American people in a press conference and announced they're moving forward with impeachment. And Donald Trump had tweeted about an hour before that he hoped they would, so we could move it to the Senate. Okay. It's very frustrating when you know a lot of the story of what the FBI, DOJ did to not have justice for so long. You've known if you've listened to talk radio since back in 2017, you've begun to have an idea of how bad it was. And I don't think we fully know. I mean, how many times have Devin Nunes and John Ratcliffe and all those people told us, listen, we've got security clearances, we've seen it, it's going to shock the conscience of the American people. Ralph Norman told us that. Representative Ralph Norman. I believe that. But we haven't seen it yet. And so I want to give you a little bit of hope because this is going to make you mad. But we still have several things going for us, several opportunities for the truth to get out. There's three ways that could happen. Horowitz's report, which I don't have a lot of confidence in, it will not be the full story. It cannot be the full story. He does not have the investigative powers to make it the full story. But to me, he's going to lie to you on Monday and Tuesday and tell you, see, this is all there is. See, there's nothing here, nothing much to see. He can't get it. So I don't have much hope in that. Number two way, path to justice, would be Durham and Barr and their investigation. We already know that investigation has turned criminal. They've impaneled a grand jury. We know that for a fact. Democrats know it too, and they know how bad it is because they know what they did, particularly the DNC. So we've got that. That's route number two to justice. We still have my point, folks, we still have a lot of hope here. Route number three to justice, I'll take it if I have to, is declassification. Perhaps we don't have charges. Perhaps Durham and Barr ends up in a dud, with a dud there. It might be enough to devastate the Democrat Party for a generation just to know what they did. And we can get that from the documents. Who's in charge of that? Well, remember, Trump first declassified 200 days ago. It enrages me that I haven't seen these documents yet. He put the declassification of the documents in Bill Barr's hands. Now, So once again, we're looking at the saving of the Republic being in Bill Barr's hands. That's awfully shaky ground. But it's still something. And if Bill Barr weren't doing his job, as was the case with Jeff Sessions, and I'm just giving y'all a pep talk right now, Rip Van Sessions. Trump raged against Rip Van Sessions day in and day out and day in and day out. He's not doing that with Bill Barr, which tells me he has confidence in him. So still a lot of pathways to the truth. The Democrats are scared. That's why they're doing this ahead of the December 9th release of the FISA Horowitz investigation. Know that it must be terrible if they're this scared that they would attempt to stand on such flimsy charges. This is not an act of strength. It is an act of weakness by scared, frightened people who are afraid you'll know the truth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.